Organizers in the Bay Area are attempting to fill the Oakland Coliseum stands tonight in an effort to prove fans are committed to keeping the team in Oakland. A's fan and reverse boycott supporter Gabriel Hernandez shared the message of the reverse boycott on a social media video.
Many media outlets, including the A's, use the fact that we don't show up as a relocation tactic as a reason to move. There's only one problem with that. We are here.
Oakland A's team owner John Fisher and Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred assert that the team's recent challenges stem from a lackluster fan base and obstruction by the city of Oakland impeding new development. But fans say they've been staying away because Fisher doesn't invest in the team or the team's current home and has been looking for a taxpayer-funded stadium elsewhere. Event organizers hope to prove Oakland's passion for the team today and plan to give away t-shirts to the first 7,000 fans to arrive made by local retailer Oaklandish, which read "Sell." A message for Fisher to give up the team to someone who might keep it in Oakland. Rebecca Kaplan is the Oakland City Council member at large. She said that she fully supports the reverse boycott.
I think the fans who organized the reverse boycott have done something incredible and they deserve our support. I'm encouraging them, the ones who organized the reverse boycott, and encouraging participation because they made this point that we can show that we are here. And all the lies that have been told about the community and about Oakland and about the fans are now being shown for the lies that they are. The typical turnout for a Tuesday night game like this has been under 3,000 people. And we've already seen more than eight times that many, over 24,000.
The reverse boycott comes as Nevada legislators have been debating whether to approve $380 million to build a new stadium for the A's in Las Vegas. Earlier this month, the legislature adjourned without approving the deal, but Nevada's Republican Governor Joe Lombardo called the state Senate back in a special session to reconsider the proposal. Today, the fourth day of the special session, the Nevada Senate passed the measure, which will now go before the Nevada State Assembly. Democratic Senate President pro tempore Pat Spearman declared the results of the vote.
Senate Bill 1, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed and ordered to the Assembly. The vote is 13-4 and 8 against.
Meanwhile, California Assembly members Barbara Lee and Mark DeSaulnier introduced legislation to the House today that would mandate that professional baseball club owners seeking relocation would be required to compensate the state and local authorities they leave behind. Failure to comply would result in Major League Baseball being subject to the antitrust laws from which it has enjoyed exemption for over a century. Councilmember Kaplan said it was an important bill that would protect local communities and hold Major League Baseball accountable.
Major League Baseball has been given special treatment under federal law for a century, have been given exemption to the antitrust provisions that apply to other businesses. And they promised that in so doing, they would use it to protect communities from this exact kind of predatory move. And here, Major League Baseball is not only not protecting the community, the Major League Baseball leadership has been encouraging the misconduct and the mistreatment and the lies. And so Congresswoman Barbara Lee's approach that if you do that, you need to pay is the right one, and I fully support her bill.
The reverse boycott is taking place right now at tonight's game against the Tampa Rays, which started at 6:40 p.m. at the Oakland Coliseum. I'm Scott Baba, Pacifica Radio, KPFA.